From NPR News, this is News in No Time, Ed Gordon. As officials in New Orleans continue to remove residents from the city, yesterday, Vice President Dick Cheney toured the streets of downtown New Orleans, along with Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff and U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. The three were led on a tour by Army Lieutenant General Russell Honoré. In the last 10 days, people around the world have seen the Lieutenant General in action, driving a Humvee loaded with food and water for hurricane victims, or shouting orders to anxious soldiers guarding the streets of the Big Easy. As Honoré traveled through the storm-ravaged streets of New Orleans and Gulfport, Mississippi, NPR's Farai Chidea was by his side.
What are your top priorities now? Now you have most of the sick and wounded out of the city, everyone at least who wants to go almost is gone. What are your top priorities in your role as the head of Joint Task Force Katrina?
Continue to do search and rescue. Sustain food and water to those who are isolated. Attend the medical conditions of those that need it. Focus on getting communications up in support of the federal agencies that have equities in that and the local government. And do selected fuel assistance where we can to help the first responders.
A lot of African Americans are angry, saddened, heartbroken over what they see as a slow response of the federal government, state government. What should people think about the response of the government? Was it adequate?
Well, you know, that storm, when it covers a significant part of the city and the Mississippi Gulf Coast, I don't think the storm was discriminating in any way.
But what about the response?
The response, I got here fast as we could. You know, when this storm attacked through South Louisiana and Mississippi, it cut all the roads between here and I-20 from Mississippi to Alabama. As far as the response, we first dealt with the group of great citizens who took refuge in the Superdome. Now, there were decisions made individually by people before the storm came. People were told to leave. Some people did. Some didn't have the ability to move, either because they didn't have transportation, nor did they have other means to move. That's what I've been told. Now, if anybody drove the route between Baton Rouge and New Orleans that next morning, would know. We didn't even know if the roads were open. I mean, all of that had to be developed in terms of getting back into the city. And thank God the first responders stayed with their people and provide leadership and safety and security in and around the convention center and at the dome. And the reason we started working the dome first, the area around the dome is full of water. So when you get in the dome, you are trapped. Conversely, at the convention center, you can get out and walk around. You could come out of the convention center, which is a mile long, and walk all the way to the French Quarter and never get your feet wet. So then when we got the trucks, people say, well, they were only moving two trucks up at a time. Again, that is correct, because you can only fit two trucks in the limited area we were operating in. We walked the people out of the Superdome. The other option was to try to put them on military trucks or walk them through the water. We considered walking them through that water. We thought that would be too traumatic on the people. So we walked them in a very narrow area through the Hyatt Hotel to a location where you could load two buses at a time. That is a restricted area up there. Load two buses at a time, they take off.
So what you're saying is that what a lot of people saw on television as being inefficient or even callous was tactically just what you had to do.
Well, I tell you what, we made do with what was available based on the road network and what it would support. I feel the pain for the people. I mean, we were rushing with Godspeed to make this happen. We're using the helicopters, moving 4,000 medically ill and elderly people a day. Then when we switched on to the convention center, we moved 20,000 people in one day. And that's the response everybody was looking for. But that capacity wasn't built the first day. We'll have a lot of critics, and that's the great thing about a democracy, because you're allowed to do that. But if we can take that energy right now while we have a passion and turn that anger we have into love and compassion, and for what have you done for an evacuee lately in terms of treasure, time, and talent. Some people will take the easy route. They'll write their little check, and they say on Sunday, well, I give to the needy. These people need compassion. They need to be enabled. Many of them are going to need to be retrained. Many of them need to figure out how we use this technology to get a hold of their families and get themselves documented again. That's what we need to focus on. I appreciate the chance to talk to you.
Thank you so much, General Honoré.
Thank you, sir. Senator Lott requests to speak with you.